Good afternoon and welcome to the MoneyWeb at Midday show. It's Thursday and it's raining on the Highveld at the moment, but we've got full tilt into earnings season today with some big results out. Sanlam just posted results, and then the focus of our show today will be results that we cover from MTN and Aspen. The former MTN posting full year results to the end of December 2017, while Aspen providing interim results over the same period. We're going to be speaking to MTN CEO Rob Schutte in just a few minutes, and following that, we will be playing an interview I conducted with the CFO of Aspen, Gus Attridge, just a little while back. But before we get into that, we're going to just have a look at the markets quickly, just to give you an update as to what's been happening there, because we won't have time to do market commentary today, given some of the interviews that we've been given access to. So let's just take a little bit of a quick snapshot on the JSE at the moment. It is trading up 0.5%, the All Share Index, to 59,255 points. Industrials are up over 1%. Financials a little bit weaker after a great run yesterday, and then both resources and gold mining trading in the red. In terms of some of the value being traded on the bourse today, we've got MTN behind Naspers at the moment, 736 million rands worth of MTN shares trading hands, and then that is followed, MTN followed by the banks there. Aspen comes in at sixth place. It's seen 278 million rands worth of shares trading hands. The currency is losing ground against its major trading partners. Against the US dollar, it's down over 1% to 11.94 rand. And then the pound, it's lost over 1.3% against the pound, where it's trading at 16.57 rand. And against the euro, down over nearly 1% to 14.79 rand. In terms of the resource prices today, precious metal prices today, we've got gold up 0.33% to $1,325, but platinum and palladium both taking pain at the moment. Platinum down over 1.75% to $948. Palladium down 1.6% to $968 an ounce. When we come back, we should be talking to Rob Schutte, the CEO of the MTN Group.
MoneyWeb has a unique opportunity for financial advisors. Through our Click and Advisor offering, advisors can interact with a growing investor-based audience and attract new clients. To find out more, visit www.moneyweb.co.za.
All right, so MTN posting full year results to the end of December 2017, which saw revenue, reported revenue down 10%. And we have a very positive result, though, on the earnings front, moving from a headline loss per share of 77 cents to a headline earnings per share of 1.82 rand. The dividend came in at 4.50 rand. And here to discuss those results with me is MTN Group CEO Rob Schutte. Good to speak to you this morning, Rob. It seems like we don't have Rob on the line. Let's just see if we can get in touch with Rob. I thought we had him there for a little while. We'll try that again. And just coming back to some of the shares changing hands, we've mentioned some of the top performing shares at the moment are Harmony. Harmony's down at the moment. I'm just getting this, calling this up now. MTN Group, this is an incredible move, up 11.7% at the moment. That's on the back of those that swing from the loss to the positive earnings. And I think we're still struggling to get Rob on the phone at the moment. Just talking to my technical team to see what's actually happening here. But we'll come back to that in a moment. In the meantime, let's just have a little look at some of the other shares that we've mentioned today. We'll just have a look and see here in terms of some of the reported companies at the moment. We've got Sunlum down marginally at the moment following the announcement of their results. Aspen over 4% up at one stage has now come down to a gain of 1 point or nearly 2%. But the big mover today, as I said, MTN up over 11%. Quite incredible there. We, instead of talking to Rob Shooter, we are going to go to our pre-recorded interview that we did a little bit earlier with Gus Attridge. Right, joining me now, following the publication of the interim results to the end of December, is the CFO of Aspen, Gus Attridge. He joins me now on the phone. Good to have you with us, Gus.
Yeah, good to be joining you, Warren.
Obviously, a very good result for the interim period. Revenue up 11%, operating profit up 13%, and then your headline earnings per share up 31% to R8.42. Just give us your reaction to those numbers that you've provided today.
Thanks, Warren. Yes. We're very pleased with the results. We're particularly pleased with the underlying organic growth reflected in those results, which is always important. Our business has been an acquisitive one, but it's an essential part of our business model to have that underlying organic growth. Commercial pharma makes up about 80% of all of our revenue, and the organic growth achieved in that division was around 7% for the period. So that's an excellent result.
The drivers of your earnings, I noted some big increases from your segmental reporting in terms of revenue increases. Anesthetics up 59% in revenue terms. Just give us a bit of color. What were the spread from an earnings growth perspective across your product range?
Yeah, anesthetics was a driver, and we do benefit from an acquisition that we did in this space in the previous financial year. We have the benefit of anesthetic products in our portfolio for the full period, this reporting period, whereas in the comparable period, we only had the anesthetics in for part of that period. So that growth is really very much acquisitive growth. The area where we have strong underlying organic growth that's visible is in the thrombosis portfolio and in the South African overall business in particular. The thrombosis portfolio was up 17% and the South African business grew very nicely, up 21%. So those were big organic growth drivers.
So just to give us a bit of perspective on a like-for-like basis, if we take out the acquisitions during the period, how did earnings perform?
On an earnings basis, depends. There's several lines that you can look through, but sort of middle single digits organic growth in earnings, I would say, at the EBITDA level. Lower down, you have the influences of things like finance charges, which are have their own particular nuances. Because you will have noted, I think, in your introduction that EBITDA was up by a lower level than the bottom line earnings, because we had lower finance charges.
And then just coming to that that balance sheet, you noted that net interest paid covered 8 times by EBITDA. It's slightly lower when you look at finance costs in relation to cash flow from generated. Just give us a little bit of perspective. The balance sheet seemed to deteriorate a little bit over the period. You had net debt increased by 6 billion and a little less cash generated. Is that just due to the timing of acquisitions and the payment of acquisitions?
Sure. We did an additional transaction in the anesthetic space where we bought some residual rights from AstraZeneca as part of securing the whole value chain for our anesthetics portfolio. So that did obviously affect the debt levels on the balance sheet. That was the primary reason for the uptick in debt. From a operating cash flow perspective, we target to convert our earnings to cash on a one-for-one basis. And we have managed to do that on a sustained basis over the last decade or so. In this particular period, we anticipated a little bit of a shortfall because we had a big creditor position, which was related to the acquisitions we undertook recently, which unwound during the period. By the full year results at end of June 2018, we do anticipate that we'll be back on track with that 100% conversion ratio.
Okay, great. I think part of the debate in the investment community has been around the classification of your intangible assets. Most of your, or a great portion of your intangible assets are classified as having indefinite useful lives. Obviously, yeah. You're selling pharmaceutical products that have patents and that kind of thing. Are you satisfied that that classification, that the majority of those intangible assets are classified as indefinite? So you foresee effectively economic benefits from those that IP that you possess in the form of patents and copyrights and that kind of thing will be is certainly cash flows that you'll enjoy for this indefinite foreseeable future.
Absolutely, Warren. That is indeed the basis of our accounting policy, and we have successfully proven that over an extended period that we have increased the value of our intangible assets. They haven't declined at all. There's a lot of evidence to support that. And ultimately, that matching of profits with cash is the ultimate test of the adequacy of our accounting policy, we believe. So we're very comfortable with the accounting policy. It's been in place for the best part of a decade now, and it does seem a little unusual that it's suddenly getting scrutiny after it has been accepted in the market for an incredibly long period already. And we have no doubts in our mind that it is an appropriate policy for Aspen. Just to clarify one thing, our intangible assets do not comprise any patents. Aspen operates in a post-patent space, and our objective when we acquire products is to add value to those. So I think our business model has proven very successful in this regard over an extended period of time, and consequently it makes no sense to us at all to be amortizing assets which are actually increasing in value.
Okay, I'm glad you clarified that around the patents. Just one last question, Gus. Obviously, the company enjoys very low finance costs. I know you operate businesses all over the world, and I'm not sure what percentage of your revenue comes in foreign currencies. But in terms of your debt, is the foreign denominated debt, US dollar, euro, is that how much of that is fixed, given the fact that we're starting to see interest rates in some parts of the world like the US begin to rise?
Yeah, effective interest rate does benefit from the currencies in which we borrow, and the biggest chunk of our borrowings are in euros, which are at very low interest rates. It is the dollar that is inclining a little. We haven't got a substantial portion of our currency, of our borrowings at fixed rates at this stage, and certainly our view of the medium-term window in euros is that any incline in rates is likely to be quite benign. Fixing forward contracts on those would cost a premium, which we don't believe is justified at this time.
Okay, great. Well, Gus, obviously congratulations on a great result. I see the market bumped you up 5% today already to 270 Rand. So good luck for the second half of the year, and we look forward to engaging with you at year end.
Great, Warren. Thanks for your time.
That was Gus Attridge, the CFO of Aspen Pharmaceuticals.